You know, there are always going to be people who are more talented than you and skilled than you. But even though they are more talented and more skilled, does not mean that you can't beat them. Today, I'm going to show you how to leverage the power of perseverance. Winston Churchill said that success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Let me repeat that. Success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. I don't know about you, man, but there is no way that I'm going to go from failure to failure with a big smile on my face. It's just, you know, and if you do, you're probably a little bit sick, but you don't have to be sick to be successful. And you don't have to be the most talented nor have the most know-how. The one way that you're going to beat those who seem to have it all, have what you lack, is leveraging perseverance. Perseverance, man, is your superpower. It really is. It's everything. It's actually way more important than talent or skill. Let me give you a reason why. How many times have you seen someone who had it all? They had all the talent. They had all the skills. Yet someone who had a fraction of what the talented or skillful possessed, they passed them up. How'd they do that? They did that because of perseverance. See, perseverance is defined as being persistent in a course of action, especially when you're meeting difficulties and obstacles and discomfort. That's what perseverance is. The only way that perseverance ignites, the only way, is when you meet obstacles. And the only way that you're going to get successful and earn your success is by not only facing the obstacles, but being able to push through those obstacles as well. The thing I like about perseverance is there is no social class. There is no hierarchy of success. There is no app I got to buy, online platform I got to subscribe to in order to have perseverance. It's right there available for you. So I want to tell you three ways that you lack perseverance and how you can actually get it back. The three ways that you can gain perseverance is the what, the worth, and the when. And I'm going to unpack these. What, worth, and when. And so as I talk about these, you may be able to tap into this and you'll be able to, when you find that someone has more resources, has more talent, seems to have more fairness, and you lack it, you can still pass them up. As a matter of fact, you will, because you possess that one skill that others don't, the ability to persevere. And so what I want to challenge you to do is look at the what, the worth, and the when, and say, am I missing one of these or all of these? Or maybe a little combination. Maybe it's 25% of the what, 25% of the worth, 25% of the win. That's why I'm not winning. So let's unpack it. The first one is the reason why you lack perseverance is your what? What do you want? Specifically, what do you want? And what's amazing is even if you trusted me, if me and you barbecued together and I said, dude, what do you want in life? You'd probably feel a little shy, a little sheepish, a little stupid in saying, oh, you'll pull your punch. Isn't it amazing how we speak with confidence on why something won't work for us, why we're outmatched, why we lack the resources, what the obstacles are? It's amazing how we can call that out confidently, yet we lack so much confidence when it comes to what we want in life. Dude, this is your one and only shot. You get one lap in life. Make it count. And what you want in life is for you, not for anybody else, and not for anybody else's thoughts. So what do you want? That's the first question you got to ask. Be specific and don't pull your punch. Don't self-sabotage yourself. Don't give me, or really don't give anyone, don't even give yourself reasons why it won't work. The reason why you're not where you want to be is because, dude, you don't know what you're gunning for. You have no clue. So the minute you face the obstacles, the difficulties, the unfairness, the words, the rejection, the minute you face those things, paper bag in the wind, bro, you back off. You give up. You lack perseverance because you don't even know what you're gunning for. So first things first, man, we're not going to go anywhere else until you specifically state, what do you want in life? The next reason why you lack perseverance, you got to ask yourself, man, is it worth it? Is it even worth it? Now that you've specifically stated what you want, is it worth it? Are you willing to lean into discomfort? Are you willing to put in the extra work, the long hours, the weekends, and push through? You got to ask yourself. And it, dude, it's no fault if it's not worth it. That's a beautiful thing about this. If you pick a target and you say, what I want, and then the next question you say, is it worth it? And then you start laying out the reasons of what you're going to have to give up. You may find that, matter of fact, I was talking to a young man the other day. He called me. And so we were having this conversation. And he's like, I'm frustrated. I'm bored with where I'm at. I want more. I said, what do you want? I don't know. I said, well, we got to start there. First thing first, you got to be specific in what you want. So as we kind of just spitballed it, he said, Marsh, I look at the long hours that you work and, you know, your lack of freedom. I can come and go as I please. You can't. I could take a day off if I want to. You can't. I don't want that. So I said, if where I'm sitting was initially attractive to you, it's not now because it's not worth it. It's not. And I told him, I said, as a matter of fact, if you and I could swap places, I may take what you have. It's got to be worth it to you, man. See, when I got into sales, I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be in management. And so the long hours, the 12-hour days, the 6 days a week, it was worth it. It was worth it because I was sick and tired of living the way that I was living. Repo man was chasing me. My wages were garnished. I lived in a rent house with no stove, no refrigerator. Broke. I wasn't going to live like that no more. This was an opportunity for me to break out. But I understood if what I wanted was up there, then it's going to be a slog to get there. And it was worth it. No regrets, no retreat. And even, yes, was it frustrating at times? Was it discouraging at times? Absolutely. But it was worth it. Sometimes, man, it's just worth getting through that one day. Sometimes you can't see the full picture. Sometimes it seems like you're never going to get there. It's okay, man. It's got to be just worth today. Get through today. Rinse and repeat. So what do you want? It's why you lack perseverance. What do you want? Number one. Number two is it worth it? And number three, when? How long? This is super important, man. I want you to be specific, but not rigid. This is important. Be specific, but not rigid. And the reason being is because you don't want to just go at it just to go at it. You got to put a North Star there. You got to head towards something. So for me, when I got into sales, I knew what I wanted. I knew it was worth it. And I gave myself a time frame of 1 year to achieve it. And I got there. But that didn't always happen that way. For the podcast, what do I want? First thing is, I wanted to start a podcast. So I started that. Was it worth it? Can you give 5 minutes every single day? Yeah, I can do that. Got plenty in the tank for that. Those were the questions that I asked to get started. When do you want that breakthrough? I'm going to do a podcast every single day, 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week, 365 episodes. And at the end of that, at the end of 365 episodes, nothing. Very little. It wasn't what I envisioned, but I knew what I wanted. I picked up a lot of skills, a lot of know-how. Because I had a podcast every single day, it pushed me to come up with new content. And I built up so much momentum that at the end of 365 episodes, I kept going. I just renewed the commitment. You see, I was specific for 1 year, 365 episodes. But I wasn't so rigid that I said, oh, didn't work. I'm out of here. No. And there are many people who started at the same time as me. They're out. I look back, you know, I haven't heard from them in a while. And I look back at their podcast platform. They quit. Been stopped. Either they didn't know what they wanted or just lost its worth. And that's why podcasts, you know, the pod fade. After about 7 episodes, most people give up. They give up because it's not worth it. So at the end of 365 episodes, I renewed it. When? So I said, okay, 500 episodes. Got 500 episodes. Things were better. I was pleased with my progress. But as far as results, nothing. I renewed the commitment again. 3 years from now. Perseverance. I know what I want. I know it's worth it. I love doing what I'm doing. Are there dry days? Yeah. Yeah, they're tough days. 3 years from now, location independent, traveling all over the world, go wherever I want to go. My family gets to see the world with me. Boom. It's all about. See, that's the things, man, that you got to look at. Perseverance has got nothing to do with heart. You don't want it bad enough. No, you just hadn't broken it down far enough. It's not that you don't want it bad enough. You didn't break it down. What do you want? Is it worth it? When do you want to buy? Because ultimately, until is my time frame. That's how long it's going to take, until. And anything that you want to persevere with, the way that you're going to lap the talented and more skillful than you. Perseverance, though, is a mental muscle. And it's something that you got to take it to the gym constantly. If you were working out, you don't go into the gym and just pick up any kind of weight that you see. Oh, those are the people that just come in and be kind of all scattered. No. If you're really serious about it, you either write down the workout that you want or you have a mental mind frame of what you want. And I'm going to hit these 6 exercises because I'm working on this core body part. It's the same thing what you're going to be doing with perseverance. It's a mental workout. And so you're laying the what, the worth, the when. Boom, boom, boom. These 3 cores. That's your core. You work those 3 things out and you'll stay on track and you'll beat those people. But understand, perseverance is not even activated until you start hitting the setbacks, the unfairness, the delays, the obstacles, the rejection, the doubt, and the uncertainty. It's the only way perseverance comes alive. And when you hit the obstacles and the delays and the unfairness and the setbacks and the rejection and the doubt and the uncertainty, I know what I want. I know it's worth it. And until is my time frame. Somebody may be more talented than you. Somebody may have more skills than you, but they don't have perseverance like you. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Remember, the greatest sale that you will ever make is to sell you on you. Never settle. Keep selling. Stay in the sales life.